1995年12月27号。
In the year 1995, December 27.
我太太 Audrey 呢，她的哥哥呢， 在香港结婚。
My wife Audrey, her brother got married in Hong Kong.
所以呢， 所有在海外的， 她的弟兄姊妹呢， 都回去跟她庆祝。
So all the siblings who are overseas came back and celebrate with them.
结婚以后第二天，
So the day after the marriage, the second day,
我们吃中饭的时候呢， 收到家人的电话。
When we were having lunch, we received a phone call from a family.
告诉我们 Audrey的妈妈 突然因为心脏病去世。
And all of a sudden, Audrey's mother, because of a heart problem, had passed away.
当时呢，这个事情对我来说呢，是非常难过的。
It's a very sad event for us.
我记得呢，我当时呢，就希望一直睡觉，不用醒来。
I was hoping that I would continue to sleep and not have to wake up.
原因呢，就是我不希望面对这个事实。
And that is so that I don't have to face these facts.
对于我们来说呢，这个是特别痛苦的地方是为什么呢？
And what is the reason for this special pain?
因为我们相信 圣经每一句话都是真理。
Because we trust that every sentence in the scripture is a truth.
那么使徒行传第四章十二节里面，简直讲，就是除他以外，就是除了耶稣以外，别无拯救。
Because in the book of Acts in chapter 4 verse 12 is salvation is found in no one else except Jesus Christ.
虽然当时呢，我不是一个牧师。
Even though that time I was not a pastor,
我知道这句话的意思。
I know the meaning of this verse.
这句话就是告诉我们，如果一个人呢，不信主耶稣的，他的结局就是灭亡。
This verse tells me that if you're not trusting Jesus Christ, your faith at the end is actually destruction.
原因就是只有主耶稣可以给人拯救。
The reason is that only Jesus Christ can provide salvation.
那么痛苦的地方呢，就是我外母呢，是一个不信耶稣的人。
The painful part is that my mother-in-law is not a believer.
那么她就是与神分离了。
And that is she will be separated from God.
那么她的命运就是下地狱啊。And
therefore her fate is to in hell.
这个是一个很难接受的事实。
This is a very difficult fact to acknowledge.
人会问，为什么神不拯救我的外母呢？
Someone may ask, how come is not my mother-in-law is not going to be saved?
我们曾经为她祷告啊。
We have prayed for her.
我们每次回香港的时候，见到面的时候，我们都会向她传福音。
Every time we return to Hong Kong, when we see her, we will share the gospel with her.
那么为什么神没有拯救他呢？
And how come God did not save her?
所以今天我希望通过罗马书第九章30到10章21节回答一个问题。
So today I'm hoping that through the book of Romans chapter 9:30 to chapter 10 verse 21 to answer this question.
就是人灭亡是谁的责任？
So the man's perishing, whose responsibility is that?
那面对这个问题的时候呢，有很多人的逻辑是这样子的。
And when we face this question, a lot of people's logic would be like this.
因为罗马书很明显的告诉我们呢，就是神拣选的人呢，就必定得救了。
And Romans tells very clearly, for those God who predestined, he was safe.
那么人灭亡的原因呢，他们的结论就是。
So therefore, the conclusion is, if for men to perish, God has not chosen them.
那如果呢，你接受这个理论的时候呢？
So you prescribe to this theory.
那么呢，你就会觉得人呢，其实是没有任何的责任的。
So therefore, you say man bears no responsibility.
我们呢，形容这派的人呢，是极端的。 hyper Calvinism.
We describe this group of people as hyper Calvinism.
他们就是觉得呢，人得救呢是跟人的责任是完全没有关系。
So they describe that man's salvation is actually has nothing to do with man's responsibility.
所以他们相信呢，连传福音我们也不需要。
So therefore, they believe that there's no even not a need to share the gospel.
在十九世纪的时候呢，有一个很出名的人叫William Carey。
The, in 19th century, there's a famous theologian, William Carey.
他们呢，他现在的人叫他是现代的宣教之父。
And people call him, he's the father of modern missions.
那么当时呢，他年轻的时候呢，他就在教会里面鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们要去好像中国啦、非洲啦、印度啊、印度的地方呢，去传福音。
So he actually, when he was actually promoting that that we all need to go to China, India, and all the other country to share the gospel.
那么呢，当时教会的老牧师站起来说
，An older minister stood up and actually rebuked him.
他说：“年轻人，你坐下来的，神如果要请。”拯救这些拜假神的人呢，神大可以拯救他们，而不需要我们帮助的。
He said, "Sit down, young man. When God pleases to convert the heathen, He'll do it without your aid or mine."
所以呢，这个就是如果你相信呢，人得救是完全是神的拣选，是人没有责任的时候呢。那么可能呢，你就会走上这条路。
So if you believe that man's salvation is all based on predestination, you'll head on this path.
保罗呢是圣经的作者。
Paul is an author, one of the scripture author.
他在圣经讨论呢神的拣选呢是最详细的一个作者。
He actually is the one who actually talk about God's predestination with the most details.
那么他也面对一个问题啊。
So therefore he faces a question.
他就是他见到了他的同胞，就是以色列人里面大部分都没有相信耶稣。
So he see that in a fellow man, a lot of Israelites, they did not accept Jesus Christ.
那么呢，他就在罗马书的第九章第三十、三十一节里面这样子说。
So therefore, he in Romans chapter 9 verse 30-31, he says the following.
这样我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义，就是那因信而得的义；但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。
He says, "What then shall we say that the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith? But the people of Israel who pursue the law as the way of righteousness have not attained their goal."
在这边呢，得到神的义呢，就是得到得救的意思了。
And then actually to say that actually receive God's righteousness, it means they have received the salvation.
那么他说为什么会这样子呢
？And why is it like this?
那保罗大可。可以简直回答，就是因为神没有拣选以色列人，所以他们就没有得救。
So Paul can say, God has not chosen these Israelites, therefore they are not saved.
但是保罗没有简直回答。
But Paul did not answer this way.
他在三十二节里面呢，他说，因为他们呢没有凭信心求，只凭着行为求。他们正跌在那绊脚石上，就如经上所记：“我在石安放了一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。信靠他的人必不至于受亏。”
And Paul says it's following. He says, "Because they pursue it not by faith, as if it were by works, they stumble over the stumbling stone. It is written, 'See, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And the one who believes in Him will never be put.'" To shame.
所以保罗告诉我们，以色列人他们没有得救的原因，是因为他们不信。
And Paul tells us that some of the Israelites did not believe, did not receive the salvation because they did not believe.
那么为什么他们不信呢
？And how come they did not believe?
那么就在十章一到四节里面呢，保罗就解释了。
And Paul articulated and explained in chapter 10, verse 1 to 4.
第二节呢里面特别呢保罗说我可以证明他们向神有热心但不是按着真理的真知识
And Paul in verse 3 said for I can testify about them that they are zealous for God but their zeal is not based on knowledge
在这边告诉我们呢以色列人的问题呢就是他们不是不追求了但是他们追求的方法是错误的
And Paul tells us it's not because the Israelites did not seek but the method by which they seek is wrong
保罗说呢我可以为他们做见证因为保罗本身是一个以色列人他从前也是这样子追求神的
And Paul said I can testify for them because I was an Israelite and this is how I search for God
他们是有这个热心但是不是按真知识
And they have this zeal, but it's not based on true knowledge.
其实呢，我对其他宗教呢，我也觉得他们是很热心的。
And I see that actually other religions they had also full of zeal.
你看他们的金钱呢，是一个很虔诚的宗教徒。
And if you look at the zealousness, is actually they are very actually very true believers.
你看他们呢为他们宗教所牺牲的他所献上的你就知道他们的热心了
And look at what they put up what they sacrifice for the religion and therefore you know they're very zealous
我也没有怀疑呢他们的献行、
And I don't doubt that actually the act of faith
就是好像呢这些慈济的机构啊，好像呢，他们在带灾难的时候呢，他带给这些人的很多好的行为啊，都是对这些受害的人有很大的帮助的。
And you look at these charity organizations, if they look at what they have done during disaster, they have brought a lot of good for those who are suffering.
但是他们的问题呢是，他们的热心是不是按真知识的？
And the problem was actually what they did was actually not based on true faith.
Not based on true knowledge.
Based on true knowledge.
什么是有热心但是不是按真知识呢？
What is actually has a love but is not based on true knowledge?
我在家里面呢是老五啊。
I am within my family, I'm number five.
但其实呢，我是老七。
But in actuality, in reality, I'm actually number seven.
原因呢，就是我老大上面呢还有两个侄子。
And because the oldest one before that there were two other sisters.
第一个出生不久呢就去世了。
And the first one actually not too long after she was born and passed away.
第二个呢，他是二姐呢是。一岁过了一岁以后才去世的。
And the second one is actually passed away after it passed her first birthday.
她当时呢生病。
At that time she was ill.
那么就去医院住院了。
So they went to the hospital and stayed in the hospital.
那么一好了以后呢就带她回家。
And now soon after she was recovered and went home.
但是呢，我外婆呢是一个很迷信的一个人。
And my maternal grandmother is a really superstitious woman.
那么呢，她就相信呢，二姐生病呢是因为这些鬼魔所做的事情。
She believed that because my second older sister, the fact that she got ill is because of the devil.
Yeah, the demons.
The demons.
Okay.那么呢他就要做一个事情就是呢他进门呢必须要用这些树叶洗干净他。
But before she returned home. She returned home, she had to be cleansed by
leaves.
Some sort of leaves.
Okay. 还有呢就是呢要把这个小孩呢浸过一个火盘就是一个盘子里面有火在上面的。
And also, this baby has to be passed over some sort of fire.
他觉得呢，这些肮脏的东西呢，就会因为这些事情，这些礼仪呢，会赶走他们呢。
So all these dirt would be, or actually these demons would be removed through this this ceremony.
但是你知道啊，对一个刚刚生病好的小孩呢，这些事情是很令他害怕的。
So you see that for someone who actually just recover, a child just recover from these things is actually very scary.
我的姑姑告诉我了，当时她见到这个小孩了，她怕的把她的拳头呢就握得很紧了。
So my aunt told me at that time because the baby was so scared, her fist was actually held very tight.
所以她最后回家以后也死掉了。
So soon after she returned home, she also passed away.
我们不知道她是不是就是因为这个过程呢把她吓死了。
We don't know if it's, she was scared to death through this process.
我的外婆是很爱她的。
My maternal grandmother really loved her.
但是她没有真知识。
But because she did not have true knowledge.
我的儿子就得不到这个好处了。
And my older sister did not receive the blessing.
最后他就死掉。
The benefit and eventually she passed away.
以色列人也是一样。
The people of Israel in a way is same.
他有对神有一个热心。
And they had the zeal for God.
但是他没有真知识。
But they did not have true knowledge.
以致他们做了一件事情。
To the point they did this following.
就是第三节里面呢，他们呢，讲到呢，以色列人希望建立自己的义。
And to the point that actually they wanted to build up their own righteousness.
这个意思呢，其实就是他们在第九章三十一节讲到，他们追求律法的义。
And this righteousness is actually what referred in chapter 9, 31. Actually, it's about the law, the righteousness according to the law.
律法呢是神的标准。
The law is God's standard.
那告诉人呢什么是对，什么是错。
It actually tells people what is right and what is wrong.
所以律法就是好像一面镜子一样。
The law is almost like a mirror.
它是告诉你本来你是一个怎么样的一个人。
It reveals to you what kind of true person you are.
但是一面镜子呢，它不能改变你啊。
The mirror cannot change you.
所以律法不能救我们。
So the law cannot save us.
所以呢，本来呢，律法的功用呢，神告诉我们，就是要我们知道自己是一个罪人。
The purpose of the law is to reveal to us that we are sinners.
罗马书第十章第四节呢，告诉我们律法的总结就是基督使凡信他的人都得着义。
Romans 10:4 tells us that Christ is the culmination of the law that they may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
这个是告诉我们律法好像一条路一样。
That tells us the law is almost like a path.
它的作用呢，就是当你走这条路走到尽头的时候呢。他会把你带到基督的面前。
So the path it actually tells you that at the end of the road it brings you to Christ.
原因就是你面对律法的时候，他会告诉你你是一个罪人。
So when you face the law, it tells you you're a sinner.
他会告诉你你不能救自己。
It tells you you cannot save yourself.
那么你就会转向神，求神给你一个救主。
So you turn to God and actually God will give you the Savior.
这个就是耶稣基督。
Then that is Jesus Christ the Lord.
那么神就告诉我们凡信他的都得着义。
So God tells us that whoever turns to him will receive righteousness.
但是以色列人他没有真知识。
But the Israelites did not have true knowledge.
他们把律法变成一个拯救的方法。
And they turn to law become and turn the law into the tool for salvation.
圣经形容他们不凭着信心去求，只凭着行为求。
And the Bible tells us that because they did not actually turn to the God, to actually seek because of the faith, but rather than the law.
那么他最后就达不到律法的标准了。
And in the end, they cannot reach the standard according to the law.
那么这个就是他们灭亡的原因了。
And that is the reason for their perishing.
其实当我刚刚 来到教会听到耶稣基督福音的时候
When I first came to church and hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ,
对我来说最难的地方就是
The most difficult part for me is
就是我不能
I cannot.
因为我相信其实我知道我是一个罪人呢
Eventually, I know that I'm a sinner.
但是对我来说就是我不是一个完美的人
But I'm not a perfect man.
我总比呢这些罪犯呢好一点呢。
But at least I'm better than the criminals.
所以呢，我觉得呢，只要我得到一点点的帮助的时候呢，我应该可以成为一个义人呢。
So all I need is a little help, and I will become a righteous man.
这个就是一个人呢，他希望立自己的义。
And that is a man because he wanted to build based on his own righteousness.
他就拒绝神的义。
And actually, he would decline God's righteousness.
我就觉得我不需要一个救主耶稣来救我。
And that is I felt that I did not need a savior to Jesus Christ to save me.
那么我什么时候改变过来呢
？At what point did I actually turn around?
就是当我从律法上面了解，其实我是。改变不了自己的。
And that is through the law I cannot change myself.
那么我就明白我需要一个救主。
And that is when I actually acknowledge and to know that I need a savior.
那么我就接受耶稣成为我的义。
And that is when I receive Jesus Christ and become my righteousness.
保罗呢，在罗马书第十到十章五到十三节里面呢，解答另外一个问题啊。
And Paul in the book of Romans chapter 10, 5-13, answer another question.
他就是讲到呢，人灭亡不是神的责任，因为神厚待人。
And that is to say that the righteousness.
就是好像之前。
Okay.
God is not responsible for our perish because He richly bless us. Okay. 所以保罗是怎么解释呢
？And how did Paul explain this?
他就是把律法的义跟信心的义做一个比较。
He was comparing the righteousness according to the law and also the faith according to the law.
所以呢，首先呢，在十章第五节呢，他就告诉我们，律法的义是怎么样呢？律法的义呢，就是人若行那出于律法的义，就必因此活着。
And actually talked about in verse 5, it said, the righteousness that is by the law, the person who does these things will live by them.
所以呢，律法的义所要求的就是你要做得到。完全做得到，那么你就可以得救了。
The righteousness according to the law is actually if you can accomplish that, then you become righteous.
但是呢，保罗呢，其实已经在之前证明了没有人可以做到神的要求的。
And Paul before then have already proved that no one actually can accomplish based on God's requirement.
他已经证明了我们每一个人都是。达不到神的标准。
He already stated, actually pointed out that we cannot reach the standard according to God.
那么呢，在第六到十三节里面呢，他就开始讲到呢，出于信心的义是怎么的一回事呢
？In actually, in 6-13, he actually talked about what does it mean by actually based on faith.
那么他讲到这个义呢，你会发觉就是神厚。厚待我们的一个表示。
And actually, you look at this righteousness is how God blesses in a very special way.
首先呢，在第六到第七节呢，他告诉我们呢，神没有要求我们做一些事情呢，是人不可能做得到的。
And actually, in verse 6 and 7, it tells you that He's not going to ask you to do something that man cannot do.
首先呢。在第六到第七节呢，他讲到呢，升到天上跟下到阴间呢，这个是人的能力范围以外的。
And actually talks about how actually ascend into heaven and then descend into the deep. These are actually things that are way beyond what we can do.
神没有把他的义放在这些地方，要我们去拿。
And God did not put these righteousness in these places so we can try to reach it.
所以呢，神没有他恩待我们的表现，就是他把这些事情，没有要求我们做一些我们不可能做的。
So the way he blessed us, he actually did not ask us the things that we can do beyond our ability.
反而他已经为我们预备了，因为主耶稣已经从天降下来，也从死里面复活。
And on the other hand, he had already prepared for us because Jesus had already done all that.
第二呢，就是第八节里面呢，告诉我们呢，神的意其实呢是距离我们很近的。
In verse 8, it tells us that God's righteousness is very close to us.
就是在我们附近。
And that is right around us, surrounding us.
原因就是这个义就是我们所传的福音。
And this is the righteousness is the gospel that we share.
第九到第十节呢是讲到了人可以说人得救得到这个义的方法了。
In the verse 9 and 10, it's actually talk about the method by which man can receive this righteousness.
其实就是相信这个福音。
And that is to believe in this salvation.
那么呢，他把这个相信福音呢，归纳在上一个重点里面。
And actually, he talked about the gospel in three different points.
首先呢，他强调一个事情，如果你看第九到第十节的时候，他所强调的就是神所要求我们所 做的事情就是去相信。
And actually the first one actually in verse 9 and 10 it tells us that the what's emphasized is that we need to believe.
不是我们做了什么事情。
Not because of anything that we have done.
好像呢不是因为我们去教会不是因为我们奉献不是因为洗礼都是跟这些事情没有关系的。
Not because we go to church, not because we actually give offering, not because we've been baptized, has nothing to do with that.
第二件事情呢，就是讲到相信呢是一个心口意志的一个表现。
The second thing is actually talk about believing is actually something that is consistent with your heart and your mouth.
所以呢，你不单只是口里面承认，你必须要心里面相信你所承认的事情。
No, not only you need to acknowledge by your mouth, but also you need to believe that in your heart.
最后呢，他又讲到，那么我们相信的这个福音的内容是有关什么的呢
？And the last point is that what is that our what is the content of our what we believe?
都是有关主耶稣的。
And that is all about Jesus Christ.
第一样就是相信主耶稣是主。
And the first one is actually believe that Jesus Christ is Lord.
承认主耶稣为主了，这个主了不是主人的意思。
And to acknowledge that God is Lord is not like actually God Lord is a master.
主是耶和华的意思。
Lord is Jehovah.
因为以色列人呢不会直接的用神的名字的。
And because the people of Israel cannot expressly actually state out God's name.
所以呢他们会把神这个名字改用主来形容他。
So they replace God's name as actually just use the word Lord.
所以呢第一样你要承认的就是耶稣是神。
The first thing you need to acknowledge that God is Jesus is God.
第二件事情呢，就是神叫耶稣从死里面复活。
And the second thing is that God called Jesus to be resurrected from death.
这个事情呢，是包括，只是你想一想，这个事情就包括为什么耶稣死掉了。
And that is actually talks about why Jesus had to die.
那么圣经告诉我们耶稣为了我们的过犯而死。
And then actually the Bible tells us that Jesus died because of our transgressions.
那么圣经也告诉我们耶稣复活呢是为了我们称义。
And actually also talk about that Jesus resurrected so that we can be righteous.
这个是证明耶稣他为我们代死呢是有功效的。
And that is to prove that Jesus with this redeeming grace actually has the effect.
要不然呢他就不能从死里面复活了。
Otherwise, he actually cannot be resurrected from the dead.
保罗告诉我们呢神是恩待我们的。
And Paul tells us, God lavishes with grace.
他说因为呢神没有要求我们做我们能力以外的事情。
Because God did not ask us to do things that beyond what we can do.
神的意是很接近我们的。
God's righteousness can be very close to us.
只是因为呢我们只需要相信这个福音呢我们就可以得救了。
Because we actually all we need to do is receive this salvation, salvation that we be saved.
那么十一到十三节呢，它的重点就是告诉我们，这一个得救的方法呢，是给每一个人的。
And then it's also in the verse 11-13, it says how this is actually a method of salvation is for everyone.
所以呢，你看到这个“凡”这个字呢，就是。每一个人，如果你是真实相信，你都可以得救。
And you can actually see that the word any, anyone who hears the word will be saved.
那就是说，不论你是犹太人、是中国人、是男人、女人、大人、小孩，你都可以通过这个方法得救。
And that is to say, regardless you are Jew or Gentile, male or female, child or adult, by this method you can be saved.
因为十三节说。凡求告主名的就必 得救
because in verse 13 it says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved
最后十章十四到二十一节呢他是告诉我们人灭亡不是神的责任因为神不希望人灭亡
in verse 14-21 it actually tells us man's perishing is not God's responsibility because God did not want anyone to perish
十四十五节呢，其实是讲到一个人得救的过程。
In the verse 14 and 15, it talks about the process by which man can be saved.
十三节说，求告主的名的人就得救。
In verse 13, it says everyone calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
所以呢，得救之前呢，必须要。求告神。
So before you can be saved, you have to call on the name of the Lord.
十四节告诉我们，那么一个人为什么会求告神呢
？So verse 14 tells you how what does he want to call the name of the Lord?
因为他相信。
Because they believe.
那但是相信之前呢，他必须要听福音。
But before they can believe, they have to receive the gospel.
如果一个人有机会听福音呢，就必须要有传福音的人了。
So for anyone to have the opportunity to hear the gospel, you have to have one to share the gospel.
那么为什么有人会去传福音呢
？So how is it that you have someone to go share the gospel?
因为有人差他们去传福音。
Because they have been sent.
所以呢，保罗呢就把这个得救的过程呢，就好像一个锁链一样。
So Paul lays out the process of salvation. It's almost like a little chain.
那么他就其实他就最后就问一个问题。
So at the end, he asked one question.
那有没有差人去传福音的呢
？Are there one who actually being sent to share the gospel, preach the gospel?
答案是有的。
Of course there are.
这个就是神自己。
Then that is God Himself.
十章十五节后半节他说报福音传喜信的人他们的脚中何等健美
The latter part of verse 15 it says How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news
神差派他的仆人把这个好消息传遍天下
And God sent his servant so that the good news can be spread for all the world
还有神赞美这些人的工作
And God praised the work of these people
这个证明我们的神不希望人灭亡
And that is to prove that God does not want man to perish
否则他不会派人去传福音
Otherwise he wouldn't be sending ones out to share the gospel
他知道人不会主动的去寻找他
He knows that man would not willingly go choose him
所以他派人把这个好消息告诉他们。
So he sent out people to share the good gospel.
其实神今天也不断地派人把这个好消息去传出去。
And God today still sends people to share the gospel.
这个人可能是教会的牧师。
And this person may be the pastor in the church.
但是更有可能呢，是你身边的基督徒的朋友跟家人。
And it could be the ones who are sitting next to you, Christian friends or family.
可能是你基督徒的儿女，基督徒的伴侣。
And it could be your Christian children or actually Christian spouse.
他们神希望通过他们把这个福音传给你。
God hope to actually through this for them to share the gospel with you.
以知道你会相信他，会求告他。
And actually, I believe that you would actually through them to seek him.
神在彼得后书三章九节里面明明的说。
In the chapter 3 verse 9 says this.
他说呢，神不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
但是为什么大部分人还是灭亡呢？
But how come a lot of people are still perishing?
这个就是在十六节里面保罗回答了。
And that is how Paul answered in verse 16.
他说只是人没有都听从福音。
He says, but not all the Israelites accepted the good news.
原因就是大部分人当他听到这个福音以后，他们的反应就是拒绝。
And that is because a lot of people, when they hear the gospel, they refuse.
十八节告诉我们呢，不是他们没有机会去听这个福音呢。
And verse 18 tells us not because they did not hear.
原因就是神已经把这个福音呢传遍天下了。
The voice has actually gone out to all the earth.
十九节里面呢，他再问一个问题，就是是不是他们听不明白啊
？In verse 19, they ask a question: Is it because they did not understand?
保罗其实他的回答都不是。
And Paul's answer was no.
原因就是他们听了，他们知道这个福音是讲什么了，但是他们还是不愿意去听从。
And because the reason is actually they hear and they want to know what the gospel is all about.But they declined.
其实我特别在香港，你宣一个人传福音，如果他从香港来了，他都很可以把这个福音呢，再用两句话就可以把它总结出来了。
People in Hong Kong, they actually can share the gospel. They actually can summarize with two lines.
这些不信的人哦，他会说，你不要跟我讲耶稣啊。
The unbelievers would say, don't talk to me about Jesus.
他知道福音的内容最主要就是耶稣。
They know the main key content of the gospel is about Jesus Christ.
他们甚至可以告诉你，我教你讲什么啊？信耶稣得永生吗
？They even tell you, I know what you're talking about. You believe in Jesus Christ and you have received eternal life.
但是他们知道，但是他不愿意去相信。
They know and yet they refuse to believe.
以色列人也有同一样的问题啊。
The people of Israel have the same problem.
就是呢，他神把这个福音呢传给以色列人。
And the gospel had been spread to the people of Israel.
但是以色列人他们不愿意去相信。
And the people of Israel did not want to believe.
所以神的计划是怎么样
？So what is God's plan?
他愿这使这些外邦人呢，就是这些本来不追求他的人。
And that is he allowed these Gentiles, the people who originally did not seek him,
去得救
，to receive salvation,
以希望他们得救，去激动以色列人去信主。
So that maybe perhaps through the salvation to get the people of Israel to believe.
但是呢，在二十一节里面发觉，其实神到现在，神还是整天伸手呼召、召呼那叛逆顶嘴的百姓的。
And actually, still in the verse 121 says, all day long I held out my hands to those who to unbelieving people.
神没有放弃以色列人。
God did not give up on the people of Israel.
这好像他没有放弃我们还没相信福音的朋友跟亲人。
And then it's in the same way he did, had not given up on the unbelieving friends and also relatives.
他还是希望通过不同的机会让他们听见这个福音。
And that is through different channels that they will hear the gospel.
所以不是神不给人机会去信主啊。
It's not that God did not give people, you know, the opportunity to receive the salvation.
神紧天伸手招呼人，只是人就是坚决的拒绝这个福音。
And actually, God constantly seek out to the hands of, but actually, to it's the people who are disobedient and obstinate people.
当 Audrey 的妈妈去世的时候呢，她很多亲人来安慰她的爸爸。And
when Audrey's mother passed away, a lot of people came to comfort her father.
其中有她舅舅讲了一句话，我记得很清楚。Her
uncle stated this, and I remember that very clearly.
她告诉 Audrey 爸爸，她说，其实呢。 莲芳就是他妈妈的名字，他是很有福的。And
actually, he told Audrey's father, you know, the mother is actually very blessed.
他的原因是这样子，因为呢，他在去世之前可以看见他唯一的儿子结婚。And
that is before she passed away, she was able to see her only son to be married.
还有他见到他所有的儿女。 回来,
and also be able to see all the children came back.
所以他就说，他其实是很有福气。
And actually, in a way, she's very blessed.
这段话我想了很久。
I thought about this phrase for the longest time.
但是我不能同意他的舅舅的讲法。
And unfortunately, I could not agree with what his uncle stated.
一个人沉沦。 怎么可能是一个福气呢?
How can actually person for someone is a blessing?
但是呢，他舅舅这句话讲到有福气。
And actually, her uncle said this is in a way she's blessed.
其实有福气的人呢，不是他妈妈，他不是 Audrey 妈妈。
In a way, the one who received the blessing was not Audrey's mother.
是所有当时还在生的人。And
it's the one actually who was still alive.
因为只要你有生命的时候，你就有机会去接受这个福音。And
that is, if you still have the breath of life, you still have the opportunity to receive the gospel.
我想到了中国人有一句话。I
thought about the Chinese saying.
他说：“杀一儆百。”
And that is to kill one to warn the many, the hundreds.
有一些时候呢, 神让一个人灭亡。
And a lot of times God allowed one to be perished.
原因就是他要警告其他再生的人。
And that is in a way he would allow us to actually use that to warn who are still alive.
我们要赶快把握这个机会。
And that is we need to treasure this opportunity.
去相信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus Christ.
因为你不知道下一个是轮到谁。
Because you don't know the next person is whose turn it is for the next.
神已经做了一切他可以做的事情。
And God had done all that he could have done.
他为人预备这个救恩。
And he prepared his salvation for man.
他让他的儿子为我们死在十字架上面。
To allow his only son to die on the cross.
他宽容我们，以致到我们有机会去听这个福音一次两次。
So they allow us to hear the gospel once and twice.
所以当一个人灭亡的时候，这个不是神的责任。
So when someone perishes, it's not God's responsibility.
这个是人的选择。
This is man's choice.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你给我们机会去相信你。
Because you have given this opportunity to believe.
因为你差派人把这个福音去传出去。
Because you are sent a man to share the gospel.
你告诉我们，你的希望就是每一个人都悔改。
And that you tell us that your hope is to allow everyone to repent.
所以我们为到我们身边还没相信你的人去祷告。
So we pray for those who are around us who have not believed.
特别就是我们的家人。
Especially our family members.
求主怜悯他们。
We ask you to forgive them.
给他们机会。
Give them opportunity.
让他们真正有这个知识。
So that they have this knowledge.
以知道他们能够走到主耶稣里面前面去求告神。
So that they can come before you and seek you.
我们知道如果他们这样子做的时候，神你就会给他们生命。
So because we know that as they do this, you will give them life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.